From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President Jokowi urges Indonesian to get booster shots. President Jokowi reminds people to avoid outdoor activities amid rising COVID-19. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, as broadcasted on Presidential Secretary YouTube channel on Tuesday, asked the people who have been completely vaccinated against COVID-19 to immediately get the booster shots to prevent COVID-19 transmission, especially the Omicron variant. Based on issuance on COVID-19 booster vaccination, the booster rollout for the public is held simultaneously in all regions and cities starting Wednesday, January 12. Technically, the individual must register to Peduli Lindungi application to get the e-ticket. Then they may come to the nearest healthcare facility to get the booster shot. Still from President Joko Widodo, who talked about the rising COVID-19 cases caused by the Omicron variant transmission as broadcasted on the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channel on Tuesday. 2 days ago, the number of daily COVID cases in Indonesia reached 1,054. The last time the number reached 1,000 was on October 14 last year. Therefore, the president reminded people to limit outdoor activities. If there are no urgent matters, it is better to reduce activities in the crowd. President Joko Widodo also asked people to refrain from traveling abroad if there are no urgent matters. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Finance Minister, Sri Mulyani Indrawati, who has said that the initial stages of the development of Indonesia's new capital city has been categorized as an economic recovery process. The minister remarked at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, the budget used for the development project will be sourced from the National Economic Recovery Program, or PEN. However, she assured that the realization of the PEN budget will prioritize the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the provision of social assistance for reviving the national economy. Now we move to the international news. South Korea and Saudi Arabia signed over a dozen preliminary deals to deepen cooperation in various fields, including energy, healthcare, and the hydrogen economy. The signing of Memoranda of Understanding was held during a business forum on smart innovative growth in Riyadh on Tuesday with President Moon Jae-in, who is on a two-day visit to the country. Next, we have the head of the World Health Organization, who has issued a warning to world leaders that the coronavirus pandemic is nowhere near over. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cautioned against the assumption that the newly dominant Omicron variant is significantly milder and has eliminated the threat posed by the virus. The intervention comes as some European nations saw record new case numbers. Speaking during a news conference at the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva, Dr. Tedros told reporters that the Omicron variant had led to 18 million new infections across the world over the past week. We continue with all children born in Seoul this year will receive a voucher worth 2 million won. The Seoul Metropolitan Government announced the plan on Wednesday, saying all children born on or after January 1st are eligible and it will begin handing out vouchers on April 1st. The vouchers will be valid for 1 year from the child's date of birth and can be used at all types of businesses, excluding those unrelated to childcare, such as leisure and entertainment. The Seoul government also decided to expand the scope of monthly public assistance of 100,000 won for children to include 8-year-olds. Previously, only children under the age of 7 were eligible. We end the news with Egypt and the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, or UNIDO, on Tuesday, January 8, signed an agreement to develop eco-friendly industrial zones, the Egyptian Ministry of Trade and Industry said in a statement. The agreement will support the Egyptian government to improve the economic, social, and environmental performance of industrial zones, as well as Egypt's industrial policies and legislation. Listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Jordan Phosphate Mines Company proposes the increasing of business by forming a joint venture with Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Jordan Phosphate Mines Company proposes the increasing of business by forming a joint venture with Indonesia. Listeners, to boost the trade relations between Indonesia and accredited countries, Indonesian representative abroad established close relationships with many partners, including the government and state-owned enterprises. Recently, the Indonesian embassy, Amand, has received a visit from Jordan Phosphate Mines Company in order to discuss business improvement for both countries last Thursday. In the meeting, the company was represented by Chairman Muhammad Tainbat and CEO Mr. Abdel Wahab Al-Rawad. Chairman Muhammad Tainbat conveyed his welcome and congratulations on duty to Indonesian Ambassador to Jordan, Ade Patmo Sarwono. He also explains lots of business collaboration carried out by the company in Indonesia, including joint ventures such as between PT Petrokimia Gresik and PT Petro Jordan Abadi, which is located in East Java. Meanwhile, Ambassador Ade Patmo expressed his appreciation to the two heads of the company for the ongoing business relationship, and he hopes that business cooperation could be continuously enhanced with Jordan, particularly the company. Ambassador Ade also expressed Indonesia's interest in investing in Jordan, which has been welcomed well by Chairman Muhammad Tainbat. The Jordan Phosphate Mines Company is a state-owned enterprise of Jordan which engages in the mining and phosphate industry that becomes the second largest phosphate exporter in the world. Every year, the company exports around 1.2 million tons of raw phosphate to Indonesia. Phosphate is one of the three major nutrients in artificial fertilizers. It can be processed into various derivative products. One of them is phosphoric acid, which is used in various products such as fertilizer, animal feed, detergents, and food products. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 19, 1946 about the establishment of the International Military Tribunal for the Far East. After the Second World War in 1945, the Potsdam Declaration stipulated all war criminals and those who had committed atrocities on Allied prisoners of war would be punished. In this regard, the International Military Tribunal from the Far East, more commonly known as Tokyo Trial, was established on January 19, 1946, to try Japanese officials who were deemed to have committed war crimes during World War II in Asia-Pacific. This military tribunal trial lasted more than 2 years, tried 28 high-ranking Japanese officials. 7 of them were sentenced to death, including former Japanese Prime Minister Hideki Tojo. Moving on to an event on January 19, 1960, about the signing of the U.S.-Japan Joint Security Pact. The United States and Japan Joint Security Pact was first signed on January 19, 1960 in Washington. The treaty stipulated that the United States military was permitted to establish military bases on mainland Japan. The two countries would defend each other if one was attacked. This pact comes into effect from June 23, 1960. We We end today in history with an event on January 19, 1966, when Indira Gandhi was sworn in as Prime Minister of India. Indira Gandhi started her political career as a personal assistant to her father, Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. After Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri died on January 11, 1966, the National Congress Party appointed Indira Gandhi to replace Lal Bahadur Shastri as Prime Minister and was sworn in on January 19, 1966. Indira Gandhi was the first and the only female prime minister in India's history until now. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Dihadapi, lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Yang sedang terjadi, astaga, hendak
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo had approved the extension of the luxury tax for automotive products. That was announced by the Coordinating Minister for Economy, Airlangga Hartarto, in an online press conference recently. Airlangga explained that cars worth less than 200 million rupiahs, or low-cost green cars, or LCGC, were imposed a 3% luxury tax, and the government will cover the tax in Q1 2022. In the next quarter, 2% of the luxury tax will be subsidized by the government, and 1% in the third quarter. Then in Q4, people will pay fully the 3% luxury tax. Meanwhile, automotive products worth 200 million to 250 million rupiahs with 15% luxury tax, the government will subsidize the half of the tax in Q1 2022. In Q2, the people must fully pay the 15% tax. Airlangga Hartarto added, President Joko Widodo also approved the extension of property fiscal incentive or value-added tax subsidy until June 2022. Apartments and houses worth more than 2 billion rupiahs will be given a 50% value-added tax subsidy from the beginning of the contract. Then, a 25% value-added tax subsidy is given for apartments and houses worth 2 billion to 5 billion rupiahs. Airlangga further remarked that President Joko Widodo also approved social assistance, namely cash assistance for street vendors, shop owners, and fishermen. The total social assistance for each person is 600,000 rupiahs, while the total recipients are 2.76 million people. They consisted of 1 million street vendors and shop owners, as well as 1.76 million fishermen and extremely poor people. This assistance will be carried out in the Q1 2022. Therefore, the government prepared the National Economic Recovery Fund in 2022 worth 451 trillion rupiahs, which was approved by President Joko Widodo. Besides fiscal facilities and social security, the National Economic Recovery Fund will also be given for the health sector.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Zaymusic.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah sayang. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit sayang, ini sakit sayang. Ku rela berpisah denganmu. Kata jangan diam, bicaralah sayang. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya terlalu sakit sayang, ini sakit sayang. Ku rela berpisah denganmu, kita memang harus pisah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, waterfall may become tourism destinations that are widely spread in various parts of Indonesia. With a different culture of each region, each waterfall had its own uniqueness. One of the waterfall is Tumpak Sewu, or often called Cliff of Nirvana, located in Sidomulyo Village, Pronojiwo District, Lumajang Regency, East Java. This waterfall has a uniqueness that makes everyone who sees amazed. The towering cliffs with lots of water flow make the water spill twist beautifully. The splash of water hitting the cliff produces a beautiful natural sound. The cliff, which are semicircular in shape, with shaded trees around it, make this waterfall so green and soothing to the eyes. Cliff of Nirvana can be reached by motor vehicles about 2 hours from Lumajang. If you want to use public transportation from the Wonorejo Terminal in Lumajang, you can choose transportation to the Pronojiwo Terminal. Afterward, you continue the journey heading to the Sidomulyo area. If you want to feel safer and more comfortable, the manager of this tourism destination also provides shuttle facilities from and to the Lumajang Terminal with an entrance ticket price of 5,000 rupiah. You can enjoy amazing cliff of Nirvana all day long. On the way to this waterfall, you will pass a smooth road to a panoramic point or a place to enjoy beautiful waterfall. While heading to the panoramic point, you will be presented with a beautiful atmosphere of Sala Gardens on the right and left sides. Sidomulyo Village is known for its Sala fruit. After walking for about 10 minutes, you will arrive at the panorama point, the wide expanse of cliff with a height that is parallel to the panoramic point makes the cliff clearly visible. Even though this waterfall is an outdoor tourism destination, the manager still follows health protocols, so you don't have to worry. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Andai rasa itu pergi.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Listener, today's topic is Wow, banyak sekali ya, which means wow, that's a lot. Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about wow, banyak sekali ya, which means wow, that's a lot. In a sidewalk shop in the road curve, Kevin sees one of party flags and the participation serial number in the general elections.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Itu gambar apa? Itu gambar apa? Which means, what picture is that? Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Which means, oh, that's the flag of a party participating in the general elections. Wow, banyak sekali. Wow, banyak sekali. Which means, wow, that's a lot. Partai, partai. Which means, party. Pemilu, pemilu. Which means, general elections. In the dialogue, there is an expression, wow, banyak sekali ya. Wow, banyak sekali ya. Which means, wow, that's a lot. The word wow is an interjection which is used to express shock, amazement, and wonder of something. It is usually followed by adjective or noun to describe shock, amazement, and wonder of something. For example, wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar. Wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar, which means, wow, how diligent Andi in studying. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu, which means, wow, how beautiful Ayu's sister is. In addition to the word wow, there are also other words, aduh and astaga, to show shock, amazement, and wonder of something. Like the word wow, the words astaga and aduh are usually followed by adjective or noun too. For example, aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu. Aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu, which means, oh, how kind the little kid is. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Which means, oh gosh, Lia looks so beautiful in that dress. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next time with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa. Memori, tolong.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from West Nusa Tenggara entitled Tutu Koda. The song Tutu Koda tells a boy's experience. The boy lives in a village. During his life in the village, he must face a hard life. The song also describes advice and teaching in order to always work hard. Well, listener, here is the song Tutu Koda by Elva Sesioria and Elva Singer.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Eriwe, mai sai kita, to ojogo, ne waga sama, wake waka, kita nagekeo, mai e.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.